This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every week is that we on the Good Day program invite in the talented Jennifer Horn to discuss with us what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the News Talk Review, the talk radio review, the roundup of the hot hits from the charts that is every week produce the chart. I guess singular because it's one chart, right? A multitude of charts would be the charts that are produced from week in to week out. Am I correct grammatically, ladies? Are we all now?
I believe you've covered it, yes.
Thank you. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, story list for this week from Talkers Magazine, starting off with the storms in California. So here we have the stormy weather lady. I had a friend who was on one of the radio stations. I don't know, it was in Northern California. Her name on the air was Stormy Weather.
We have our weather guys, Dallas Rains, out here. Even
yes.
It's not Dallas. Los Angeles.
Been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
He's been there a long time.
One of
all right, so Jennifer, give us a weather. I'm going. I didn't even talk with you about having breakfast on Sunday. I don't know.
What
am I doing?
You have not talked to me about that, no.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right.
So I'm there. Yes, let's find out. Let's get a weather forecast for California for the weekend, please. And
well, for the weekend, you're going to be really happy. It's cold, for California, but it's also going to be dry. We're going to dry out, I don't think. We had the last little bit of a storm on Thursday night, which surprised everybody because, of course, all the Dallas Rains of the world said, oh, it'll just be a little sprinkle and then downpour on Thursday afternoon.
There it comes.
But I think the rain is out of the forecast for the next few days, and it's sad because we really do need the rain. I love the rain.
Still?
Everything is so clean. Everything is so green. But
other than the mud that slid down onto the PCH.
There is a lot of damage. And I'll tell you what the thing that nobody talks about that I think probably impacts people more than anything, because obviously if you're in the burn area or if you're in these areas where there's significant damage, and there are those things. I mean, there was a 15-foot sinkhole that opened up by my office. It just two cars stacked on top of each other, just driving along. And
or by that bus terminal that's there? You mean over there?
On the other side of the freeway where they do some TV shootings and stuff. They do a lot of stuff up in the Rocky Peak area, and that's where this is. And so, scary. They had to use an airlifted helicopter to rescue these two girls who were stuck at the bottom of a pickup truck. They had a pickup truck on top of them.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, everybody was okay. But
sounds like they weren't shooting La Brea over there? That's
right.
Something like
I do love that show. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
The thing that nobody talks about, because I think it's just very minor, are the potholes that have opened up all throughout Los Angeles. As I've been driving around, I can't tell you how many have either snuck up on me or how many I've swerved to avoid. With all that rain, the streets are literally just washing away. And so you've got these pretty big potholes that I'm sure are taking out people's tires and their cars, probably in bulk, but nobody really talks about that because it's pretty minor compared to big devastation, but yet it matters. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, well, listen, we go to California for the sunshine, lollipops, and roses. So you might as well stay away and wait for the good weather to come in the next month or so. Number 9 on the story list, the situation with the economy in China. Interesting, we have 3 or 4, actually, stories on the countdown list this week that are sort of related to the economy, the economic forum that was taking place this week, the economy as it is impacted by layoffs, like some of the big companies, Microsoft announcing, and so have the other big tech companies, the layoffs, the debt ceiling, and what comes as a result of what, who knows, you know, frankly, where this is all going to go. And does people say, well, our debt ceiling doesn't affect anybody else? Well, of course it does, because we're borrowing money, whether it used to be from China. I'm not sure it is anymore. I don't know. I would love somebody to do some research. This is a suggestion only. Where is Yeah, we all keep fighting, borrowing all the money from China. I'm not sure that's the case at all now, because they got their own problems. This is a great research paper for a PhD thesis at Indiana University, or maybe here on this program.
I wonder how many people even know where the money comes from.
Well, I think let's look and see. The legal limit has been hit on how much money we can borrow, the government can borrow. So does that mean that we can't pay our bills? I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
There's so much misinformation about the debt ceiling and so much fear-mongering. As soon as the debt ceiling was reached this week, if you looked at the front page of CNN, Republicans weaponizing the government. What do you need to do now? How will this affect you? Is the United States
nonsense?
I mean, all of this fear-mongering. The debt ceiling was put into place to try to limit the ridiculous, reckless spending by the government. And so the reason we have to, when we reach our debt level, Congress has to vote on raising it, but what should come with raising it is figuring out where to make some cuts as well.
Hello,
it's going to be fiscally responsible instead of just raising. We had a balanced budget with Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton back in the 90s. If we're going to continue to borrow more and if we're going to continue to spend more, we have to make cuts. And, you know, Democrats and Republicans don't want to do that because it's not popular. But somebody needs to. We're just going to spend ourselves into oblivion and we're not going to have anything.
But how do we keep doing that? And yet they talk about tax cuts and things like that. You know, where is the money coming from? That's what I'm interested in, frankly.
Well, can you ever pay it back? So if you pay...
Well, that's
it. If you're paying a credit card, and a lot of people are likening this to a credit card, if you're maxing out, let's say your credit limit, just for the point of this, is $5,000, and you're maxed out at $5,000, but you're paying your minimum payment, do you call your credit card company and say, hey, can you raise me up to $10,000? And they might. So then you're paying your minimum payment, but you're not paying any more, and now you have $10,000 worth of debt. How long do you think your credit card company is going to keep raising you without you actually paying off your debt? It's not going to happen very long, and that's what worries people about the creditors of the United States, whoever they are, and you bring up a good point.
That's what I'm looking at.
Can we take?
Yeah. Here, to compare what we have here.
Think about the money we pay in interest. Like, on our budget right now, it's something like $800 billion or something we pay just in interest on our trillion-dollar debt.
Yep.
So if you started to get that debt down, think about the savings. Forget how do we pay for all this. You'd actually be saving the taxpayers' money because we wouldn't be paying for interest that gets us nothing.
It's too easy to snowball or to just kid or fool the public because they aren't focused on it the way you just explained it is a brilliant way of explaining it, frankly. So the national debt right now is around $31 trillion, give or take a couple of billion. So that compares to the UK, that has 10% of the debt that we do. Japan has, at the moment, about $12 trillion in debt. China owes, this is very interesting, China has $5.5 trillion in debt. India, $2 trillion. So where does this, if you look at the global debt levels of countries all around the world, it's higher than it has ever been. And what it looks like, according to the Institute of International Finance, is that countries are borrowing from each other. Like, we're borrowing from the Chinese are borrowing from us.
Yeah, so what's...
What a shill game. The banks are the only ones that are... Man, I never really looked at it this way. But... You know, we have a gross domestic product here of $80 trillion. So what is 30 trillion to 80 trillion? That's about two-fifths. Two-fifths of the productivity of this country goes to paying the debt, to translate what Jennifer said in a little different way. Do you get it that way? They've got problems, so their stimulus packages are being, you know, we think it is just here, but it's been all around the world because of the pandemic. Thank you, China. So the question again is, where do we get the new piles of cash if we're all borrowing from each other?
Yeah, and what's real? How much cash is really left? Who's the guy that's got the cash?
Right, yeah.
Let me make those loans.
This is a money game, a cash game, a shill game. And if you've taken Economics 101, and you see, okay, well, we get that the taxes paid by our citizens are paying the interest so that we can, but are we paying it down? Doesn't look like we're paying it down.
No.
How do you have, again, back to what Jennifer just said, a great example of the difference between the interest payment that you make, which is all we're paying, and principal and interest, which you have to pay if you have a credit card or a mortgage or anything like that. This is, I don't know, is this confusing or are we better, do we understand this better? The money that we're...
I think yes and yes. It is so confusing to consider a huge amounts of money like that, but that's why it's important to simplify it down into stuff that we understand about our own life, and I think then that makes it sensible. But I was, my brain was literally hurting as I was thinking this through. I was dry because I was thinking, as I'm driving around, I have a long commute. And I was thinking to myself, like, who's the original guy? Like, is there any real money that's associated to
his money
that,
really
or
exists?
Or is it just fake? Right.
Yeah. Is it just numbers on a page? Mm-hmm. You look at your bank statement. Okay.
Well, that's what it seems like. And you look at all the billions of dollars they keep spending towards this or towards that or specifically Ukraine.
Exactly.
Well, but you look at when it comes to the debt itself or the money is being borrowed and the interest that's being paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the ways that the government guarantees there'll be a return is to issue bonds that will go. Remember, during the history of our country, the first bonds were raised during World War One. And then war bonds continued to be issued during World War II. I remember buying bonds as a youngster. I remember having, instead of a savings...
I had a bunch that I had.
Did you?
Somebody gave me for, like, my baptism that my mom finally handed over to me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of exciting. And then I just found a couple more. I'm actually looking at them on my desk when I cleaned out my office. They're United States savings bond. This one is for $50 from 1978.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I may be rich, baby. I don't know how much you're mature at, but we'll see.
The Talk Radio Review brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. Pretty much everywhere. See how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. If that's easy for you, you can go online to progressive.com. It's 18 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's 23 after the hour now. Those of you who listen daily to the Good Day program with Jay and me and Jennifer from time to time know that at this point in each hour, you look at your watch, wait a minute, it's 23 past the hour, time for social media, time for questions and answers, comments from people, and just added to the list of items, the people list includes Alec Baldwin, because he has been charged with manslaughter. How they come up with this is beyond me. But anyway, there are already people who are talking about this, Jay. So what are our listeners saying about Alec Baldwin and also... The armorer, both of them have been, what's her name, Hannah Reed Gutierrez?
Hannah Gutierrez Reed. Also being charged. Well, Johnny Powell chimes in, anyone with any common sense knows that you always check any gun yourself personally to make sure there are no live rounds in it, so I believe he should be held accountable for these actions.
No way. No, well, why would you, if the person who's on set in charge of that stuff, I don't see that.
Well, one of the arguments are that he shouldn't be charged as an actor, but more of a producer, because he should have been monitoring this. But this is one of those things where there are other producers. So if he's being charged as a producer, wouldn't the other producers be charged? And sometimes, as we've already covered, people are producers in name only.
Yeah. To associate power with the film. But there was someone else, but two other people who were charged. I think one person pled out to not guilty misdemeanor charges. I would say a couple of things, because I think this is a horrible accident. I don't think Alec Baldwin, as much as I can't stand him, I don't think he meant to kill him. I don't think he meant to shoot anybody.
And the other reason you don't like him is because he doesn't agree with you politically.
I just think he's a jerk. It's not even that. It's just the fact that he punches people down the street and stuff. I mean, there are plenty of people that I love that don't agree with me politically.
That's true.
He just, he punches people and, he gets into arguments. He just is kind of a loudmouth. But I don't think he tried to murder this girl. But he did go on television and swear, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. Guns typically do not shoot themselves. And so then the FBI gets involved. They go through the ballistic tests on the gun, and they say it's perfectly normal and operational. So someone would have to pull the trigger. So again,
and not only pull the trigger, but this type of gun, you have to cock the one thingy back first before even pulling the trigger.
Right, the old style guns, the Colts.
So they definitely are going to have to look into all of that. But that's the difference too between murder and manslaughter, where murder wants to harm the person. Manslaughter, most times, they don't want to harm anybody. It's an accident or negligence. Mm-hmm. Moving on, Dan Myers says, as they should be, agrees with the charges. Greg Donahoe adds, I think the evidence necessitates this, but Baldwin will get his day in court and he can defend himself. And Cheryl Grasick adds, about time.
What do you think that means? About time he was charged?
It took a year and a half.
Well, the slow wheels of justice turning and turning. All right, more importantly, your thoughts on the national debt ceiling and all the discussions that we just had here in the last 15 minutes or so as to the combination of things with the debt ceiling and the economy and how soft the look around the world, the economy is soft everywhere. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Joni Owen says, I wonder why they're allowed to move the number to make themselves look better when if we tried to do that, we would be in jail. Politicians need to take a pay break and help to put the country back on its feet.
Right.
David,
yeah, who'd you vote for, Ms. Owen? Who'd you vote for? And what are they doing? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
David Slater chimes in. Repair the income tax system so that the wealthy pay for their fair share. Close the loopholes that they use to avoid taxes in general.
Come on. Will you please with that stuff? We have had, maybe Jay was out. Didn't you and I have on Monday a big discussion about the income tax going away because some Republicans filed legislation to eliminate the income tax, and then we talked about the sales tax, the national value-added tax, whatever it is.
We did.
This guy, where does he, did he learn anything in school about the economy? Ah, this is just so, it's preposterous. All right, David, with apologies to you.
But please always feel welcome to share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Hey, help yourself, and then we'll take.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court failed and still doesn't know who leaked the abortion draft ruling after the High Court promised to get answers. In May, an online news outlet published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned a month later. It should be noted clerks and employees were only questioned on a voluntary basis, and the justices themselves were never questioned. Inflation continues to strike out at Americans. More layoffs at Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated is in the works. Alphabet officials reported Thursday it plans to eliminate roughly 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6% and marking the company's largest ever round of layoffs. Eight teams remain in the National Football League playoffs with four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Good Day program, the home of great conversation, if I do say so myself, every weekday morning or every weekday, depending on where you are around the country or what the station is doing. Programs on the air early in the morning during what they call morning drive, mid-morning, sometimes in the evening. Out in Guam, you can hear us right now. It's like 8 o'clock at night or something. Isn't it cool to be heard here, there, and everywhere? You can follow us easily, gooddayshow.com, with the podcasts that we have, the downloads every day, and the complete program airs all day, every day. If I can give you a listening and dancing promotion for the program, because a lot of people who are listening to this hour of the program may not listen during the week, as this is the complimentary piece that goes with the official talk radio countdown show. So stations carry 2 hours, the countdown, and then this conversation with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. But just if you want to go back and... You won't see much, but you'll hear what you missed this week, including a discussion, Jay, of the health benefits of bananas. That was a big timer. We had that. Plus, Kim Kardashian, Jennifer, added that big piece to her jewelry collection that she spent, what was it, $180,000 on? That was
nearly $200,000, which I really would have thought would have gone for more, but it already went for double what the original asking price was.
Right. And it belonged to Princess Diana, for those of you who missed the
collection
headline.
Of jewelry of iconic women that have inspired her.
Really? Okay. So that's included in the download, the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com, along with a discussion of the weather on both sides of the country. Todd and Julie Chrisley going to prison. Are they in California, Jennifer? I've forgotten where they...
I don't know. Or Florida. Someplace sunny and warm. I just don't know.
Yeah, they sent them to a nice...
Well, I think... Isn't she in Kentucky? I don't know why I'm thinking
she's... They are together.
In Kentucky.
I think they are together. That was one of the things.
And admittedly, I know nothing about these people.
Really?
I know they had some weird reality show that I've never watched, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. And also, one of the discussions that people found interesting, as I noticed, the fact that there was a near miss this week in JFK's, on the tarmac at JFK, two planes, one was Delta, one was an American. American plane was taking off, the Delta plane was landing, or maybe it was the other way around. But they came, you know, within like a couple of feet of each other. One's, well, listen, we didn't hit, so what's the big deal? You want to see the rest of the details? Go see the new movie, Plane, with Gerard Butler. All right, so there we have it. Good day download, gooddayshow.com. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the social media thoughts, because the big deal this week is the economy, is the debt ceiling, the fact that a lot of people have had something to say. I don't want to cut them short. So why don't you give us a few more thoughts that have come from some of our listeners, Jay, with regard to the national debt, the economy, and what else is going on, not only here but around the country in terms of these issues. I mean, not only here but other countries.
Yeah, Mike Willard says that regarding the debt ceiling, neither side has the guts to cut the spending.
Chuck
Durand points out, I know that the debt ceiling needs to be raised because of past spending obligations. And so we, the U.S., don't default on our debt, but it's really hard to swallow when you're watching the talking heads debate the point. Terrible GOP. And the ticker across the bottom of the screen says POTUS wants $2.5 billion for Ukraine.
Yep, there we go. Let's have some more. All right, what else? Who do you have?
John Walczak says the entire debate over it is nothing but political drama. The first thing that should be cut is Congress salaries.
Yeah,
and Brian
Linetti
chimes in, the government needs to go to a Dave Ramsey workshop.
Amen.
That's, by the way, those of you who don't listen to Dave, basically of the callers, all of the, yeah, cut up your credit cards and only spend cash. That is, you can summarize every three-hour Dave Ramsey program for the last 30 years. That's basically it. Cut up your credit card and save your money. That's just spend cash. Okay, so that may be not a bad idea, actually. So let's go to number eight this week. Speaking of the Supreme Court and what they're doing and the president, yada, yada, there was a gun law ruling in New York this week. I can imagine the people that listen to your program in Los Angeles had lots to say about that, because as New York goes, so goes the nation. Some people say that about California. As California goes, so goes the nation. Not so fast. But there's a lot of stuff since this woman became governor. You know, you can say what you want about Cuomo being governor. At least he seemed to have his head on straight. This stuff, what's her name, Hamakla?
yes, it's Hamakla.
What is her name? Anyway.
You just made me choke and cough. It's Kathy Hochul is her name.
Hochul, okay. Hocus pocus, here comes.
I think you did Hochul and Kamala maybe together. I don't know if that happened.
Yeah. So anyway, in terms of the thing, she's in the news every week. Last week, she made national news by suggesting that New York will not allow gas stoves anymore after, 2035? So what's the story with this gun law ruling? How do you read this? And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I want to talk about what's going on in Florida. But anyway.
Well, it was actually the Supreme Court that was trying to overturn, or they were the people that were fighting this. Gun dealers were trying to fight this, and the Supreme Court overturned it and kept it with Kathy Hochul's ruling, which a lot of people think will probably challenge it all the way up to the Supreme Court level.
The New York
they'll actually
Supreme
have
Court
to hear,
didn't.
Yeah, where they actually have to hear a pretty big argument about this because there are legal challenges that have come. So we'll see. It's about the concealed carry permit. Remember last year they struck down New York's requirement for concealed carry permits. There's been a lot of argument about that and whether individuals can carry the handguns outside their home. to protect themselves, if the home is the beacon of where you can protect yourself, and the Constitution doesn't seem to list that specifically. So concealed carry permits were allowed in New York. That took a hit. So there's been a lot of battles about gun rights in that state, and I would imagine you'll probably hear a pretty big argument about all of this maybe in the next session of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to number, I don't take them necessarily in any order, but number five has some significance for a couple of reasons this week. Martin Luther King Day this past Monday, celebrating that. People starting to think about Black History Month. So they celebrated Martin Luther King Day in Florida by having the governor, Ron DeSantis, blocking a high school, or actually the high school, all the high schools in the state, from teaching a new advanced placement class, saying that it lacks educational value. This is an African American studies class, and so DeSantis gets involved. Why would you, this explanation as I read through it doesn't seem to hold much. He says, though, that this class is contrary to Florida law. Now, whether he's trying to get more headlines because the poll that was conducted by some of the Trump supporters that showed Trump leading this week over DeSantis, which is kind of a ridiculous reality. But I'm wondering, because
why
he
is
did...
that a ridiculous reality?
Because it was paid for by Trump's people, his supporters. Come on, Jennifer.
Oh.
That is just baloney. Anyway, so the State Education Department in Florida rejected the program. They said the content was objectionable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, what's objectionable? What is there?
Well, the statement from his office said that it leaves large ambiguous gaps that can be filled with ideological material instead of historical material, and so they don't want to allow that in the state of Florida because they don't feel like it's a value since it's ideological and not historical. Yep. Kind of sells itself as being an AP a Black History class. The College Board is upset about it, and they want to bring the course. Obviously, there's a lot of money in this kind of curriculum too, and so the fight is on. But there's been a lot of pushback from, especially red state governors. Sarah Huckabee just did it for her first day in office. Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, and now Ron DeSantis pushing back against what you would hear most people commonly call critical race theory.
All right. So is this going to leave them open for criticism? Of course, depending on who it is.
It depends. Or celebration. There's a lot of people that don't like the idea of critical race theory because they think that it's teaching revisionist history. Now, you know, I just say teach history as history. We have whitewashed a lot of history, but now we are also creating stories that are not true using critical
race. That's been the case of history throughout the teaching of history in this country. The history books are all full of baloney.
So just tell people the real story, let people consume it as they will, and move on.
Mm-hmm. And encourage questions. Encourage asking questions, not just telling people what to think. Teach how to think.
That is the problem.
Realistically.
Nobody does
follow things.
Exactly. Our educational system is full of people being told what to think and not how to think. It is a national disgrace and a danger, frankly, because what happens is we get people on the people list this week. Number eight is George Santos. This guy, how did he ever get elected? Because nobody looked into.
What do you mean, how did he get elected?
Well, and you think about, and maybe it's just something that's in TV and film or something, but the opposing, the people opposing are usually, I thought that they do background research and they follow up with different things. Does that not happen in real life? Because apparently not.
Often
in terms of this guy, he totally slid under the radar.
Yeah, he slid on this one.
His mother...
Whether or not his constituents are going to either vote him out. It's a very short term in the House of Representatives, so he's going to have to run every 2 years, and he's going to have to defend himself to the people that elect him. I mean, there are plenty of politicians who lie to us every day that people still elect. It's going to be, I live in Adam Schiff's congressional district, for crying out loud. He could win all he wants, but he's lied to us over and over.
He's running, but he's going to run for a Feinstein seat.
I believe that's true.
The kid from, what's the TV show, Savage?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World, right. He's running there. All right, so Santos says that his mother was inside the World Trade Center during September 11th. Apparently, there is no truth to that whatsoever. That was the latest uncovering of a falsification, immigration records, There are now researchers who are looking into this. So imagine the amount of money that's being spent now to unearth what this guy is all about.
Well, especially now that you smell the blood in the water. So for the Democrats who want to run against him, for the Republicans who want to primary him, they're going to try to find everything they can now. He is under the microscope. I don't admire his position right now at all. He's going to have people coming at him from all sides.
But he's a dirtbag. He's a lying sack of you-know-what, the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows. Yep. Okay, let's see. What have we not talked? Oh, we got to spend a little time, even though we've talked about the documents and Hunter Biden and that sort of stuff, or will as we move on. Here's the good news, Jennifer. This is big news. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, number one on the people list. And one of the things that's expected after the State of the Union address, Joe Biden says, I'm going to seek another term as your president. I've done such a great job so far. Why? How could you not vote for me? Right?
Bring up Joe.
Oh, that's bring up Joe. All right, anyway.
Well, I think that a lot of the reason that people are actually, because I've watched media suppression, and we've seen it over and over again. For instance, when they didn't do the Hunter Biden story, and they were saying, oh, it's just a right-wing conspiracy. And now it's actually very real, and the media is like, oh, I guess we got this one wrong. We should have told you that in 2020.
No,
the FBI came out and said, it's Russian disinformation, and tried to tamp down the story for Joe. So they do this all the time to work for him. So my thought is that Joe Biden thought that he had some success after the midterms, decided to run for re-election, and now I think the reason that we're hearing about these classified documents is because there are people working to try to keep him from running, and maybe from inside his own party that don't want him to do it again.
Hillary Clinton for president. Waiting to see. You'll see. All right, ladies, thank you. We'll pause for a moment now on the action. It's 10, no, it isn't either. It's actually 48 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
It was...
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the visitation each week at this time from one esteemed car person to somebody who knows a little bit enough to be dangerous. Nick Miles is not the dangerous one. I guess I sound like I know what I'm talking about from time to time. Nick is here from rautoexpert.com to talk. Actually, I think number one this week is how many people were arrested in Detroit this week as they tried to steal Ram pickup trucks from the factory in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Huh? I just want to say this. Huh?
It seems to be an ongoing problem for Stellantis, which is what Fiat Chrysler became, to have their vehicles stolen. I think they did it out of the Chrysler factory. Now they're doing it out of the Ram factory. They've done it out of the Dodge factory. You think that there may be an inside job since it's just one manufacturer that's...
Yeah, why is it just Chrysler? That'd be what I'd be asking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently their security is really lax. I ordered a new Chrysler 300 once, and it went missing for a month on the docks in Canada, which I find highly suspicious. So there's shenanigans afoot, Doug.
Apparently. What's on the open market, what's a truck like that? Is it worth as much as it is at retail? Can you get 50 grand for... No.
They have their ways of stealing them, but the manufacturers, and re-licensing them, and then they become cheaper. Otherwise, why steal them? Why not buy them? Yeah. But ultimately, now the manufacturers are getting cleverer, and you can't actually do that anymore because they're putting electronics in them that track them. And, and the thieves don't know about those electronics. So they recover many of them later, but by that time, it's just an insurance write-off.
All right, let's talk about buying. To buy or not to buy, that is the question when it comes to buying a new car. The cars, there's still supply line problems, although certain brands you get plenty of those cars these days. But there's still some people who are saying, you know what, I don't want to buy a new car. They're adding a Ford diesel 250, $10,000 onto the sticker price, depending on the dealer. I saw one up in New Hampshire, I think it was, $15,000 for a diesel-powered 350 with a snowplow on it. $15,000 over the sticker price, right? And people are paying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been ridiculous. We've actually seen it during the pandemic of people charging as much as the car.
Yeah.
Extra fees.
Yeah.
The thing is that you only buy what is in plentiful supply unless you're willing to pay for it, because you will not get that money back.
No.
It will it evaporates. So, yeah. And the only one money out of this, by the way, is the dealer. The manufacturers aren't, because they're not producing enough product. Although they've had record profits, it's because they've had less inventory and they had all that inventory cashed in. And the consumer isn't winning. So the only person that tends to win is the dealer. But on the other hand, if the dealer sells it for cost, that person can flip the car in 2 seconds and make $20,000.
There you go.
So it's not really fair to the dealer. So there's no win here.
Why not have the dealer win it? The Carvana people that bought the auction company, I never remember the name of it, begins with an A, the fact they're almost bankrupt, what's going on with that?
Well,
do you have any insight into that?
They were paying too much money for the cars. They had to build out their inventory, so they were offering people silly money for cars, and then when they came to resell them, imagine that, they weren't worth as much.
There you go.
So they made a mistake. And ultimately, most dealers are happy with them not winning, because it was killing the dealer's business. But unfortunately, the dot-com boom again.
ADESA is the company, the auction company. You've heard of them all around the country. They were bought by Carvana because they wanted to get the inside track on buying used cars, but that hasn't worked. All right, speaking of buying things, when you buy auto insurance, what's going on there? That's an important component to owning a car, and looks like it's getting very expensive.
Yeah, people aren't considering the things of, like, going to electric cars, considerably more expensive to insure. In fact, some of the most expensive cars, if you group them together on the market, become electric cars. They're expensive to repair if you have an accident, and they're expensive to replace things like the battery if they go wrong. They do cost less to run than a gas car, but you pay on one end or the other. So insurance 15% this year.
This is one of the biggest selling ruses almost in the history of the modern era, trying to sell people on the benefits of having an electric car. There are none. Zero at this point in time. None. I also see we got two. Go ahead.
You could pay more money in electricity if you charge at the wrong time than you do gas, so be careful.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So there we have it. If you're looking for a cheap car to run, the advice from Nick is to buy a Honda Fit, it would seem. That's the story. It's now 59 past the hour on the Good Day program. Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.